The state is holding roughly $750 million in local income tax reserves, according to a report from the Indiana Fiscal Policy Institute. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports, the study suggests a reduction of the surplus could lead to millions of dollars distributed to local communities.
Current state law requires a buffer of at least 15% in the local income tax reserve, state accounts that hold and distribute local income tax funds. The law was passed in 2016 as a way to protect from future recessions. Author of the study, Larry DuBoer, says even under extreme recession scenarios, only a small number of counties would run out of funds in their accounts.
Essentially, the system that we designed to prevent negative balances is working too well. And we're preventing negative balances, or we would prevent negative balances in recessions bordering on Great Depression scales.
If the state were to reduce the balance requirement to 11 to 12%, DeBoer says it could allow a one-time distribution of more than $200 million to local governments. State lawmakers would have to pass legislation to make the change. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.